KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kwadukuza Municipality claims it has no knowledge of the Special Investigating Unit's probe into its affairs. Last Friday, President Cyril Ramaphosa gave the SIU the green light to investigate the awarding of two tenders by the municipality. They are Kwadukuza Mall Bulk Supply, which dealt with the upgrading of a substation, and a 36-month road rehabilitation tender. The SIU will probe claims that contractors paid kickbacks to municipal officials. But the municipality says it's only seen media reports but has not yet received any official communication on the probe. The proclamation by the president was published on the Government Gazette and the website of the SIU. Detectives have seized a shipment of counterfeit crisps in Durban after a months-long investigation. Hawks officials say they initially searched a container that arrived on a vessel in November. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has more.
During the raid last year, border police stopped and inspected the container as it was entering Durban Harbour from India. They discovered counterfeit potato chips, including puffcorn, estimated to be worth 170,000 rand. While the cargo was detained at the harbour, inspectors sent samples of the products to the company's attorneys. Hawks officials say they recently confirmed that the snacks were not manufactured by the brand. They obtained a search warrant and counterfeit goods were seized on Monday. No arrests have been made yet. The investigation continues. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Airports Company South Africa says the planned Cape Winelands Airport will not threaten the Cape Town International Airport. It says multiple airports can coexist, as is the case globally. The airport is due to open in 2 years' time. It will serve as an alternative for flight diversions and ease congestion. Its development, starting this year, includes a 3.5-kilometre runway and new facilities. And Mali, Niger and Burkina Faso have officially left West African bloc ECOWAS. Their withdrawal from the political and trade group was sparked by the July 2023 coup in Niger. This after military leaders in Burkina Faso and Mali also seized power several years before. ECOWAS threatened to intervene militarily in Niger to reinstate the deposed president and imposed heavy economic sanctions on Niamey, which have now been lifted. The three countries who were founding members of ECOWAS announced in January last year that they plan to withdraw immediately, but the rules of the organization required a year's notice. Their military rulers accused ECOWAS of imposing inhuman, illegal, and illegitimate sanctions. The leadership of ECOWAS says it will keep the bloc doors open to the three nations. The top story this hour: Kwadukuza Municipality claims it has no knowledge of the Special Investigating Unit's probe into its affairs. Temperature-wise, Durban and Pietermaritzburg, a high of 29, and Richards Bay, a high of 30. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.